Well, good morning. It's 8:48. Time now for Ask the Expert on WFIR, bringing my guest, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Good to talk with you, Connie. As we go to our conversation this morning, Connie, there's some confusion among taxpayers about the deductibility of charitable gifts in 2020. Now, Connie, can you provide some guidance for our listeners, and how will charitable gifts be treated for tax purposes in 2020?
Well, Joey, there's some good news for those who are charitably minded in 2020. You may remember that in 2018, the standard deduction doubled under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And because the standard deduction is so much higher now, the majority of taxpayers no longer itemize their deductions. In 2020, the standard deduction for a single taxpayer is $12,400, and for married individuals filing a joint tax return, that standard deduction is $24,800. So if you have more deductions than the standard limit, then you can still itemize and deduct your charitable giving, but many do not. And the incentive for a tax deduction for charitable gifts was removed for everyone who claims that standard deduction. So in response, Congress included a new tax deduction for charitable giving in the CARES Act. That's the one that was passed in March of this year. For taxpayers who claim the standard deduction, there is now an above-the-line deduction up to $300 in qualified charitable gifts beginning in 2020. I wish Congress had been a little more generous with that limit. It would have provided a bigger incentive to taxpayers, but certainly $300 is better than no deduction. So to qualify, it's really pretty simple. You're eligible if you do not itemize, and your gift must be given to a qualified charitable organization, of course. Any amount that you give that exceeds $300 cannot be carried forward into a future tax year. And if you have some charitable deductions carried forward from previous tax returns, they can't be claimed as this above-the-line deduction. They can only be used if you itemize. And the $300 limit is per filing unit, so it doesn't matter if you file as a single taxpayer or jointly. The limit is $300 per tax return. So with this information, you may want to consider making gifts to charities before December 31st. And keep in mind that only cash contributions count for this deduction. It can't be used for goods and services. And it's important to keep documentation of your gift with your tax records, as always.
Well, Connie, if our listeners would like information on today's discussion, what's the easiest way they can reach you?
They can call us at 540-772-4545. That's 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.